You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3, Asheville. This is news team correspondent Andrew Rainey. Following its first screening last night, I'm joined in the studio today with filmmaker and photographer Yusuf Natche, who just presented his film entitled Hebron here in Asheville. Thanks for joining me in the studio today, Yusuf.
Thanks. Thanks for you.
The title of this film is Hebron. Where is Hebron, and why is this the name of your documentary?
Hebron is a city that's part of West Bank, and West Bank is part of Palestine. It has been filmed mainly in Hebron, which it is the city that I did grow up in, and all of the footage is from Hebron. And at the same time, Hebron is considered a small example of what's going on of violation and human rights abuses in Palestine in general.
So this documentary is demonstrating some of those human rights violations that you witnessed in Hebron.
That's right. The documentary is 35 minutes long. It explains the abuses that the Palestinians are facing from the Israeli military and West Bank in general. I tried as much as I could to cover all the human rights abuses that happens from the Israeli government and the Israeli military on the Palestinians in Hebron. And as I said, yes, it is only focused in Hebron, but at the same time, it happens all over West Bank and in general on the Palestinians too.
So this is one scenario that characterizes a larger issue in Palestine.
That's right. I think it is really important for us to focus on the part of human rights abuses. This occupation on the Palestinians' land has been long enough that has been hard for activists and human rights organizations to know from where they're supposed to start to support the Palestinians who are suffering from this occupation. And as I said, like, I'm trying to educate people that there is this path where we can support the Palestinians within human rights declarations internationally and making it as much as we could to apply on the Palestinians. And through that, to create a pressure on the Israeli government to respect the international law and to treat Palestinians as humans and to make a human rights declarations applies on the Palestinians rather than making the Palestinians live under the Israeli military law, which it is completely unfair for the Palestinians who live in West Bank, Gaza Strip, in general, also Palestinians who live in Jerusalem, inside Israel too. For sure they are facing abuses and harassment because they are Palestinians, even though that there is Palestinians within the Israeli society, that they have a document that says that they are part of Israel, but at the same time they are Palestinians and they will be treated differently from Israeli citizens too. So,
lots of the conversation connecting Israel and Palestine together, a lot of that discourse is framed about the legitimacy of Israel as a nation. But it sounds like rather than focusing on that, this documentary is exploring only the human rights violations that are in here. Why is that the focal point of this documentary?
I think it is really important to take an action right now. Based on what's going on back home, it is really important at this moment for the international community to stand up and to value the Palestinians' lives. And that's why I made the documentary specifically talking about human rights declarations, because the Israeli occupation has been really long, more than 60 years on the Palestinians' lands. And talking about the history and talking about what has happened and all of that, it is really important from my perspective. But at the same time, what it's actually matter right now is how we can save the Palestinians' lives that has been taken away through this occupation, and to make an awareness to the international community that there is human rights abuses and violations that needs to be stopped. And I think talking about history and talking about the conflict itself in general is important to educate people. At the same time, how much that will take time and effort for us to explain all of that, which it is already in the internet and it is easy to search and it's easy to know. A lot of people have already done a lot of presentations and talks about the conflict itself and the history of it. And I think from my perspective and my experiences giving presentations from before to the delegations from US or Europe in general in Palestine, I became to the fact that right now we have to take an action. The situation in Palestine is getting worse and worse each day. And I think that the international community can actually make a difference in terms of how much they can create a pressure through the U.S. government on the Israeli government to stop these human rights violations and abuses. And that's what I actually tried to focus on in the documentary, to create that awareness and to create that education term to tell people that you have the power as a nation to change and to make human rights applies on the Palestinians and make them being treated as humans through this apartheid and unfair system that the Israeli government is using to turn down the Palestinian community.
So last night was the first screening of this film. Where was the screening? How did the event turn out?
Last night event, it was the first screening for the documentary after it has been released a month ago. And I have been really surprised that the space, first of all, fits only 30 people. The amount of people that they did show up is 50 plus. Because it is the first show and I was hesitant to advertise a lot for it. We were just only targeting specific locations like around West Asheville, and the event happened in the Shell studio in West Asheville. So we were just planning to, you know, just to advertise a little bit and hoping for 15 or 20 people to come. But yesterday I have been like shocked that 50 people plus came to the event and to the photo exhibit too. And at the same time, what I did surprise about that young people came, which it is rare to see that in terms of politics screening or events, specifically from what I witnessed in Asheville, a lot of events that did happen from before about Palestine and just elders who came to attend. But what I witnessed yesterday, that a lot of young folks who came, it was really amazing. A lot of questions that has been, you know, on the point. It has a lot of meaning. You can see that people are at this moment more aware of what's going on, of more aware of the truth, specifically from the event yesterday. Like I had that positive feeling that we can, through these 50 plus people, with more people come through them to these screenings that's gonna come in the future, to educate more people and to raise awareness along with the Ashevillians community.
Imagining the effect of these kinds of screenings in a political circumstance, looking at advocating for human rights for Palestinians in this scenario, do you have a sense of what that looks like? And in past experiences, how the Israeli government has responded to international pressure?
Mm-hmm. I can say in general that not necessarily the pressure on the Israeli government gonna have a positive impact. At the same time, it does not mean that it's gonna have a negative impact. But I can say that Israel does really take in consideration how they look as a government to the international community and to the international governments too. And I think by creating a pressure on the Israeli government in terms of human rights declarations and to make that pressure on the Israeli government to make that rights applies on the Palestinians, I think that Israel will take that in consideration. And they might start thinking over of how they're going to behave, specifically in terms of jailing children, Palestinian children. There is 350 Palestinian children, minors, at this moment in the Israeli prisons. There is, you know, the Israeli military using administrative detention, jailing process where I can be myself as a Palestinian jailed for no reason in the Israeli prisons for years. There is for sure a lot of experiences where the Israeli government have faced a lot of pressure from the international community. For example, the war that took place a couple of times in Gaza Strip, a lot of pressure from the international community on the Israeli government that shows that what Israeli government is doing is completely bad, about killing all of these civilians. Thousands of civilians have been killed last war at Gaza Strip. The way that they are jailing Palestinians in Gaza Strip, specifically about arresting minors and so on. There is some pressure, but the last story about Ahed Tamimi, 17 years old, she have been arrested from the Israeli government, and a lot of international impact did begin the moment that she got arrested and trying to put a pressure on the Israeli government to release her. But a big possibility that in terms of the court hearing, she might be jailed for 2 years. And that's the issue that, as I said, like, big possibility that there will not be a positive impact on the Israeli government to change their behavior. But at least we are creating a community of people who are going to say one day, one sound, this is enough. We can't give up our goals and our purposes of finishing that occupation on the Palestinians. And maybe, you know, administration or a protest that the community makes in Asheville or in U.S. in general or in Europe makes didn't create an effect on the Israeli government. It does not mean that it didn't have at least a 1% effect to make Israeli government think twice before they do it again. And that's what it's matter.
So for listeners who maybe missed the screening last night, who'd be interested in learning more about human rights violations by the Israeli military in Palestine, will there be more screenings of this film here in Asheville?
That's right. So there is one screening that's coming up on March 11th at the Plock of Biltmore at 3 p.m. It will be amazing if more audience will come. It will be amazing for the listeners to spread the word and tell their community, their friends, their family about the screening. Some people will say, I don't have time. If you don't have time, your friend might have time. It is really important to stand up with something that's matter and at the same time to raise awareness along this community and hopefully with other communities too. But this is the event that's coming up March 11th, the Plock of Biltmore at 3 p.m.
If listeners would like to set up their own screening of this film, is that a possibility?
That's right. I'm really open to collaborate with any person who have an idea about showing the documentary in their community, as like church or a school. Just a reminder or to clarify a point that the documentary, it is really heavy, has a lot of footages that some people might see in it as hard to watch. So we just need to take in consideration that it's like, let's try to show it for people who are above 18. And if you are wondering, for example, how you can see this documentary, you can come to the screening. Unfortunately, it is not on public for different security reasons and the risk of it to be online. So we are just trying to educate people through these screening events. So yeah, I'm willing to, you know, receive invitations, not just only in Asheville. If people have connections outside of Asheville, I'm really happy to do that.
Yusuf Natche, the director and filmmaker of the new documentary Hebron, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me here.
من الحرية ليش بدنا وقت وجهد تصير أحلامنا واقعية وين النية بفضل وفطار وبضائع أجنبية استعمار كولونيالية مصالح برجوازية ما حننسى ولا حنسامح كله مسجل عدنا فاتر رح نقاتل تخيل شعب كامل على أرضك ناسك سلاح بدنا يهجرك وانت على الكلباية يا ملك الوحيد حساب بنكك لهيك ناس خرا مش حتبسم طالع على الشارع ملثم مع شوية دم لأنه الوضع رح يتحسن تعطيش سلام تاخذ سلام يمكن الليلة في الرب أنام لأني عندي أحلام ليالي بلا نوم رح تسمع خبط على الباب ومش رني على الانتركوم حتى لا ممكن توصلك سالتك من السقف وقت عد الشقف ماتت عيلة كاملة اليوم ما بقربولي مش نفس البلد مش نفس اللون بمد ايدي حتى لو بلدها كتير بعيدة معي الحق أكون مسلح مش مشلح شرح جسديا سيكولوجيا نفسيا في هذا الحبس عندي الحق أدافع عن النفس معي الحق أكون مسلح مش مشلح شرح جسديا سيكولوجيا نفسيا أزيح الفتنة والفساد عن طريقي عشان أوصل عدوبي الحقيقي بحاول يسكتني بلقمة بعد ما شضدي لبسني تهمة اللي عاش الشاف خير غسيل دماغ عنصرية معاناة كمان يوم فلسطين كمان حلقة مستوطن حرق الشجرة حرب أهلية وسخة في راسي عم تدخل الطلقة أيوة هيك شوف كيف اشحد اشحد قد ما بدك بس على الشرط النزول والاحتلال ما يهمك عارفك تعبد الشكل هيك الوضع حاليا الكل عايش بحاليا ماليا ناس مالية ماليا سلام اقتصادي فيض للدنيا وحكي فاضي بدهم الشعب يرضى غصب عنه ومش راضي اعمل كل اللي بتقدر تعمله عشان تنسى الاحتلال اكبر صحن كنافه مساعد ملك الجمال شوف معي الحق اكون مسلح مش مسلح شرح جسديا سيكولوجيا نفسيا في هذا الحبس عندي الحق ادافع عن النفس معي الحق اكون مسلح مش مسلح جرح جسديا سيكولوجيا نفسيا في هذا الحبس عندي الحق ادافع عن النفس